You must not be using all right. it much.
I never used it. I was given one, but I never used it.
So today...
I mean, I don't have anything interesting in my life to videotape.
That you need to go
for. Like, I need something cool. I don't have anything cool to videotape.
And you got a phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. But today we're going to do... This is right on 8 Mile, right? John R.
8 Mile and Ferguson.
What?
8 Mile and Ferguson. That's around the corner.
Ferguson is where?
It's, Ferguson is between Greenfield and Southfield.
Oh, okay. This is totally different place than I'm thinking. I'm thinking
this the one is on West John 8 Mile.
Yeah, all right. I've seen it. I've seen it multiple times. I've never been in it.
And I noticed that Area 51 is closed.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Which was kind of shocking to me.
Well, our special guest today is Bruce. He's an old friend of mine. Been with me from the beginning. Well, almost the beginning of the cannabis growing journey. What do you want to start with? Oh, this goes this way.
Where are these from?
These are from 420 Dank.
420 Dank.
Two of these are mid-shelf. One of these is top shelf.
Well, can I ask about this podcast?
What or is about?
It, like, too late because I'm already...
You can ask whatever you want.
How many people listen to this?
I don't know.
We don't know.
You know?
Uh-oh.
That's not important at this point.
No, I'm just curious. Do you ever...
My best views is for, like, it's in the 450s one video.
You've got a couple hundred people watching it.
No, just one video.
Oh, okay. An old video. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so but it's on average, it's like 10.
That's cool.
10, they, anywhere from 5 to 15
videos. But all they're seeing is this?
All they're seeing is...
Yes, all they're seeing is right there. Yeah. That's right there. That's what, come over here.
Now
he wants his face on here. Okay.
Nice to meet you, America.
Okay. All right, Bruce. All right.
Anyways, let's start with the purple GML since I'm probably going to hate it.
Would you go start with...
Well, why do you think you're going to hate it?
Because
you
I
don't like purple.
Purple has a sweet flavor. It's more of a grape. And my palate can't taste grape.
Okay.
When it comes to cannabis. So it usually just tastes like... flower, like the carbon flower, I guess you would say.
Understood. Can I read it?
Yeah, hold on. Oh, wow. Weird. It is purple for sure. They are.
What does GMO stand for?
Girl Scout cookie. It's a Girl Scout. I think it is. I don't know. We'll have to ask Tom when he gets here. But so what we're gonna do is it's gonna go around. You guys just smell it or whatever. Look at it.
Well don't comment on it.
Don't comment on it until we're done, because we're gonna smoke it, and then we're gonna smoke it for try to go around two times before we actually comment on it. We don't want people to fucking. You don't want to influence other people's shit if possible.
Got some purple.
You grab some pens out of the drawer, please, Rudy. One is Tom. So what we'll do is you smoke it, write down your score, and then after everyone's written down their score, we'll talk about what our scores are.
Okay, so what are we doing our score? How do we score this?
It's called my smoking circle cookie, smoking circle 10. Not 10. It's not a good name. You gotta come up with a good name of it. But it's my smoking my smoker circle scale.
So the cookie scale.
Yes. It's you're in a smoker circle. Someone passes you a joint. Okay? If it's a 5, because you go 1 through 10. If it's a 5, you hit it one time, you pass it on. You like it, it's not bad, but it's nothing to write home about, it's okay. If it's a 4, you fake hit it. You're trying to be nice. If it's a 3, you're not hitting it again. If it's a 2 or a 1, you're probably going to complain to whoever gave it to you and be like, what the fuck is this? If it's a 6, you're hitting it twice and passing it. You like it. 7, you're hitting it 3 times. You're probably bogarting it a little bit because you like it a little more than normal. 8, 9, 10, we've not had those when it comes to dispensaries. A few eights.
Once or twice
we've had it. If you're 9, 10, it means that, you know, as a grower, you would be like, I want that. How do I get this clone?
Okay, so it's like my buddy's Eric sex scale, or when he's attracting women. And if you're rating a woman 1 through 10, according to Eric Kress, there's only 1 10 in the world.
Really?
You'll never find her.
Oh, she's never met her.
So giving anyone a 10 is impossible because you'll never for sure know Who the 10 is?
Because if there's only one.
No, there's 10s. There's lots of 10s.
So we're going to get lots. So it's possible for there to be many 10s.
Yes.
Well, do you have on like multiple skills, though? You'd be like look versus taste versus whatever.
Or all of that.
It's more about, because you don't see it. Smokeability. To be honest with you, when you're in a smoking circle, you're not going to see the butt.
That's what I'm saying. I don't give a shit what it looks like.
No.
I do give a shit, but it's not important.
It's important like in a sense.
It's not important for me. If it was like an actual...
Now, if you were buying
cannabis
it...
Cannabis convention,
But if you were buying it, you were buying like an ounce of it, you probably want to look at it and see what it looked like.
Because remember, we're trying to figure out which one's top shelf. Out of these three, one of these is more than the others.
Okay.
So it
one
could
top shelf, two mid.
How much is top shelf? 50 or 60?
For an 50. Ounce?
50. No, for an eighth.
For an eighter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because whenever I buy, it's usually 240 an ounce. Would be average.
Yeah, that's... No, these guys are charging. The shit that we've been buying... Like, I used to do two tops, which was six, usually about six, because most of them are 60. So two top shelf, which is 260s. And after a while, I'm like, dude, every time it was the fucking mid that was better.
Yep.
So we just stopped doing it. We just bought one top and two mids and be like, fuck it. We have just as good a chance of getting shit weed.
I think they just make it all.
No, they put the top shelf up there for the retards, so they spend $60 on weed. You get what I'm saying? The people from way up north who just want to get their weed and get the fuck out, give me your best stuff.
Like me.
Like I have her do. Because like when Veronica goes, she literally just says, what's your best stuff in the top shelf?
See, that's stupid.
But that's what I want, because most people are going to be like that. They don't know. And they're going to take the eighth and they're going to smoke it for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Where me, I'm going to smoke this eighth in one sitting.
In one sitting.
Gone.
Say an eighth in 2 weeks.
Nice knowing you.
But, you know, we try to see if they, like, I want to try Tyson's weed at some point. You know, he's got a ranch.
Me too.
Mike Tyson. Yeah. I want a Dan Bilzerian or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. He's like a world famous poker player / now... I get all the sex I want, guy.
There's a guy that gets all the sex
I guess if you're
wants.
A poker player, you probably...
That's how...
If you're a successful poker player,
Dan
I'm sure you
Blazarian, whatever.
So he's a professional gambler?
Well, he started out in Vegas as just like a professional gambler, but he made multi-millions. And
of course he did.
Yeah, but I mean, like, he's the real deal, but... Yes, this is what he does on his every day. Go ahead and take the phone and scroll.
This is his every day, huh?
That's how he... I mean, he's got, like, machine guns galore and stuff. He just became a multi-millionaire and said, I'm going to turn this money into something fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Having plenty of fun, that's for sure. Plenty of bikinis. I'm sure they'd be naked most of the time.
Which one is this?
This is purple GMO.
So I can't give my opinions?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We just talked about what do you want to talk about? What's been bugging you with life? Not life, but just...
You're not coming on my trip.
Oh, my God. You do realize that I already paid for everything before.
How much is it?
Oh, $150. I'm not going to play that. Exactly. I'm getting a shirt, pants, this.
I found this place.
There's Tom. Hello, Tom.
Found this house up north. And my buddies are coming in from out of town. What up, dude?
Oh, yeah, I forgot you had to bring it. Seriously?
Chocolate.
Thanks, man.
It's chocolate.
I'm going to eat the chocolate.
Come here.
I got my own right there.
What?
Yeah, your own right there.
Remember, when he was that age, he was in the grow room.
Yeah.
Oh no, so I rented a house up north and it's just in the middle of nowhere, but it's on a lake and there's nothing around. It's 2 acres. It's got a giant bonfire pit in the back and everything. There's multiple bedrooms and all that. We're all gonna go up and do shrooms. When he was gonna go, but he has a disc golf thing.
I have a tournament. I could use a reset right now, but I'm not really stressing that much.
Hey, Tom, hit this, man.
You know what I'm saying? Life's not that stressful, but there's still some things in there. Like, what?
Can you open that a little bit better so we can see him?
Oh, you want to see him?
Yeah.
There's the GMO.
Yeah.
Tastes like garlic.
Well, you can't see.
He knows better.
Yeah, he knows.
I taste the garlic. I don't want garlic. What? You have a battle?
Outside.
Okay, go get it. Go have a battle.
I'm gonna go outside.
Alright.
What does it stand for? Garlic?
GMO?
Yeah, it's
I don't remember. I thought it was to do with Girl Scout.
I need to have one more hit before I can find out.
Alright, you can hit one more time. Yeah, I do too. I need, like, because I wrote my score, but I'm going to double check myself. Yeah, I can't taste certain weeds, but I can taste certain, like, ones that I, you know what I'm saying, certain things I can taste.
Do you know what the worst part is, though? The basement in this place has, like, a gaming poker table with four chairs.
Okay.
And, like, a whole bar area.
Well, you say you're renting this place. You rent it year round?
No.
I just rented it for the
week. For the week? Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And so the two guys that are coming, though, are the guys that introduced me to Blockus and are, like, the Blockus kings.
Oh, Lord.
So you're going to have, or you would have had, the three Blockus kings sitting around at the gaming table playing on the boom booms.
That would have been interesting. That's not right. It's definitely on. I don't know, man.
Tom, you got an idea what this tastes like?
Yeah. You want to write your score?
You want to write your score?
I left it in the car.
That Molly has helped a lot.
I haven't done it without that Molly yet. Or whatever you gave me.
I gave you Molly.
Is that Molly?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have it. Maybe you have it.
I don't know. I've been in being able to meditate more. You know.
What is Molly like? I've never had Molly. What is that?
You know that meditative state? That without any panic. There's no panic. Well, so I didn't think enough to get a panic, but there was no panic.
Is it? It's not hallucinogenic, is it? More mood elevating?
Mood elevating. Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever done mushrooms?
Yeah. Not in years.
Rudy's left his body and went to India.
Time out.
He says time out.
Write your score first.
I know. We're going to get into this.
We got two more.
Because you understand, like, Rudy, me, mushrooms, and meditating had a very long. So I had three brain surgeries, and I decided to do it without pain meds. So all I did it with was in the hospital was meditation, and I did
some breathing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no pain meds. Motherfucker had people in his brain.
So right, was,
you can write your
so
what?
So wait, hold on. What's a five again?
Five. It means you. It's fine. It's good. You can hit it. Without, you know.
Five is passive.
So five is like, I would just be able to sit around and hit that?
No, five is I'll hit it one time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hit it two times because it's not that good. But it's good enough that I'm not going to be...
Here's the thing, though. Let's backtrack. I'm basically going to smoke weed whenever it's available, as long as it's not total shit.
No. Right, which means it's a five.
So wait, hold on. So let's say, to try to clarify, a five would mean I would not hit it again, but would I have unlimited access to marijuana all night?
No, no. A five would mean that this is the joint you're going to smoke.
And that's all I have for the entire evening.
That's all we're smoking. It's a circle.
Right.
It's in the circle. You have a choice. I'm going to hit it one time because I know I want to get high and I'm a fucking pothead, but it's not my favorite, but it's still good enough that I can smoke it.
But I think, correct me if I'm wrong.
What?
If it's a five, that means you'll hit it twice.
No, six is
you'll
hit it twice.
Though, here's the thing.
Five is hit it once.
Okay, I'm going to get analytical here, right? So when you're looking at it...
You're going to confuse these fucking people. You know they're stoners, right? It's a simple scale. If when you're in a circle, is it to the point... Like,
here's
a five is...
Here's my question. Backtrack.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it does make a difference. In this scenario, yep. Do I have unlimited access? Like, am I sitting at your house knowing I'm going to have the opportunity to smoke weed all night? Or is it like, this is our only joint?
It's like
that's the only.
For the entire night?
Yeah, it's the only joint.
That changes everything. Everything's a 10.
No.
I'd want to, no matter what we were smoking, if I only had access to one joint.
Let me rephrase that. Your night's not limited, but you don't fucking care. The point is, it's all that matters is the circle you're in at that moment. All you know is there's one joint going around. I can stay in the circle and smoke it. That's a five, because it's just good enough that I stay in the circle to keep me smoking. Okay. A four is, I'm going to be polite because I think it'll get me high, so I'm going to keep it in my mouth. I'm not going to inhale it because I don't want that taste. Three is, I'm leaving the fucking circle, and I'm going somewhere else to find weed. Okay. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's just a circle in the moment.
And the skill goes all the way up to 10.
Yes. Right. So if it's a 10, then you're walking over to whoever fucking rolled it. Hey, dude.
So I can give my number, but can I also give my explanation as to what...
We're going to give explanations, too. So, what's your number?
Did you make your score?
What's your number? Then?
Four.
Four. Okay. Why'd you give it a four?
Hold on. We have to give numbers out first.
I
want to hear what other people's numbers are.
All right. Tom, what'd you give it?
He has to tell us why it's a four.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like the way it tastes. For me, when I was tasting it, it was a lot of smoky taste. When I smoke weed, I enjoy the flavor profile of it. And for me, it was just a lot of smoky flavors. And so when you're talking about smoky flavors, comparing it to like food can have smoky flavors that would be enjoyable. So that would translate over to marijuana.
Yeah,
there's not enough terpenes in it.
I'm good on that. Thank you. Booyah. But when you add more smoky flavor to an already smoky thing, it's like a...
Right.
I'm high. I mean, I took three hits on it, and I'm feeling good. Yeah. So
it's a four then. And you're just going to get what you need out of it, and you're going to leave.
If it was just you, me, sitting in the backyard, and you were like, this is what I rolled tonight, that's all we had, I would have no problem chiefing on it all night.
Nope, but if you're in a circle with somebody else, and you know that I'm 5 minutes down away from you in another circle, you're probably going to walk away.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a four, 3-4. Yeah.
I would Tom, I would hit it for a couple times.
I don't know, I hit 7 off the one hit I got.
One hit?
Yeah.
All right, we'll let you smoke that again. All right. Rudy?
What do you say?
7.
Oh, he must like the taste. I gave it a 5.
A 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why is that?
I mean, I kind of feel it. Because I wasn't high when I came in here, and I feel something right now. I wasn't crazy about the taste, but
that's
the taste...
an average of 5, isn't it? Close.
No, it's an average of 5.2.
I wasn't crazy about the taste, but the taste wasn't super nasty.
Right. It wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible.
Right. So
for
it's
a purple,
it's mediocre.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right, we're going to end that one. Come to the next one. Okay. God's gift. God's gift.
One again. That's actually a 5.25.
No, 5.2 is fine.
I double check my math.
Good for you. I don't.
Which one is this?
God's gift.
Now the first one we did.
Nice.
Was that an indica?
I don't.
Look on there.
Hybrid. This one's a
that
sativa.
That was a sativa. Yeah, this was a sativa.
Yep.
It smells delicious.
Now, keep in mind, try to figure out which one is your top shelf. Two or mid, one stop.
If that's my top shelf, whatever we smoked last, no offense to the grower. Did the growers watch this? Because I would feel kind of guilty.
I'm sure some do.
5 to about 10 people watched this.
We said he had one that had 100 plus views on it.
Well, he really doesn't know how many people watch this.
No.
He really doesn't. People might be watching it and not, you know, chiming in that they're watching.
No. It tells you how many people view it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it keeps track.
Well, it's not the people doing it. It's
no,
the
it's
program.
A program. Oh. They tell you how many views it has. And if you, like, again, one of the first ones we did was House of Dank. And it's not even House of Dank, it's Detroit Provisional. And I think it just happened to be one of the ones that, and now it's, if you go and look up Michigan Cannabis Review, it's one of the ones that's going to come up because it's got the most views. So now it's becoming like, okay, well, they see that one, and that one's not the best one because I didn't split it up. It's 45 minutes, and it's still got 400 views.
You should do it where you videotape us.
I'm going to. That's why I got to get
We're
the fucking
there.
GoPro and stuff, yeah. Because I need to speak. If I put this up here now, because I can put that over there, it just doesn't...
Put it down.
No, I know. I'm going to have it, like, looking at everyone. I'm going to get a whole, like...
Wear a collared shirt.
No, we're going to wear our cannabis shirts. collar shirt. What the fuck?
I want like an Under Armour one with like a little.
To be honest, I might have a studio we might be able to use. This guy I know runs a fucking like a.
That would be slow.
I don't know him. Actually, Chud now knows him. It's a guy who knows who. It's over in Farmington Hills. It's a studio that they do local podcasts. And they, this one is like. Snodder. I forget what the hell it's called, but it's New Radio TV. New Radio Media is the name of it. And if you look it up on Facebook, you can find. It's just people go there to the Farmington place, and they literally like D&D. That's one of them. Is literally just people playing D&D.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So like the guy's a big pothead, so I'm still in the process of trying to figure out if I can get. But it's in Farmington, so it's like this is easier. It's
tougher.
Yeah. This is easier. Just.
Yeah. Plus, you got control over the environment.
Yeah. I just need to.
That's very important.
Hey. We're on show here, you loud ass little butt. That's all right. He's content.
Are you kidding me?
Have you listened to that Gary Vee guy?
Who?
Gary Vee. He's just a. He's a. He's. I don't know. He's. He helped his parents. Like he was one of the first people to go into. E-commerce. He got his mom and dad to. Take their wine cellar store and actually start selling stuff online.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and he's like big on the whole just put shit up.
Do we sell shit online right now all the time?
No, I know. He's like just put up. He says, but the problem is like I went. TikTok is the one he was talking about. Like TikTok's where a good one because it's on the ground floor or whatever. It's free, so on and so forth. But it's for kids, so I can't put anything that I do. I'm,
right.
All my weed shit's already been banned. Like, I tried to show my autoflowers outside, and they're like, nah. I tried to show me and another guy smoking. They, like, banned my account quick.
Mm-hmm.
First three videos are smoking, and they're like, nope. Like, you're out.
Oh, well.
I was like, oh, well, this ain't gonna work. And then he said LinkedIn is at a point right now where it's good for business. But I don't know if it's that kind of, like, if cannabis is a business on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is a tough crowd.
Well, you know what I heard yesterday?
Huh.
That they are going to let the scientists experiment with marijuana. The feds.
Oh, they're working on trying to drop it, yeah.
They said they weren't going to do Schedule 1 yet, but they were going to let the scientists do some experiments with marijuana.
I think that's how Bernie's going to win.
I think Bernie has a big chance.
Yeah, I think with the cannabis, he's big on making it legal and expunging old records.
Bernie can't win.
Why?
I would love Bernie to win, but being realistic...
I think whoever fuck is a Democrat problem, with cannabis, they're going to win.
The problem with America, the Republicans have demonized anything that sounds like socialism. You got a whole bunch of people in this country that think socialism is something bad.
And half of them live off of socialistic fucking programs.
They do, but they don't... They're not all there. I mean, if it wasn't for socialism, we wouldn't have highways. We wouldn't have hospitals. We would have a lot of stuff we wouldn't have.
I don't know.
But hey.
I don't think people realize how like much socialism has influenced our basic economic system.
I mean, Social Security is socialism.
Yep. But again, I mean,
a union is a socialist.
You know something? I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe I'm wrong.
Did you hear about the Capital One? You know how that Capital One guy got brought to task by, the Capital One CEO, by the way, got brought to task by one of the new senators or one of the senators in a committee and went off on him on how this lady that works for him basically makes this much money.
Oh, yeah.
And can't survive, blah, 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 blah. Well, he's come out with a bunch of other ones that are saying they're going to go back to the 50s mindset. Of business, and instead of spending all money and efforts in shareholders and investors, they'll consider all, they're going to basically drop it down to where everyone's part is, like it'll all be equal ground. So it's because that's what they did in the 50s was a big, it was bigger, like your company would put the effort into the all five aspects of your company, the management, the workers, the investors, the stockholders, all that shit was considered equally. And then in the 70s, I guess some guy, Morton, maybe Morton, some economist in the 80s came in and said some shit like, nah, it's not the way it's supposed to be. If you don't play to the stockholders, you don't make money.
Yeah.
If you don't profit, then you don't, why do you exist?
And the weird thing about that is, there are not that many people in the stock market.
No, it's not even about stock market. It's about how business started running. So venture capitalism, for example, is one of the things that came from that guy, where it was like, instead of people starting to put money into things that were, you know, community, they're like, fuck it, I'll just go put my money in this one and take it, you know. So it was, come on, man.
Where you at with that?
Anyways, so they came out with some kind of like manifesto in the paper, the New York Times, saying that they're gonna fuck it, or New York Post or some shit, saying that they're gonna put more effort into the employees and go back to that mindset of not just profit type situation. So that could be good. Could be positive if they actually do it.
If they actually do it.
Yeah. You ever watch that Adam Ruins Everything show on True TV? You should. It's funny. It's quite funny. I think your wife would like it too. Adam Ruins Everything. It's on True TV, and he literally just comes in and just ruins shit. Like, last one was...
Night Out.
No, I saw that one, but he ruined... You want that? You want that? You got your score?
I know the score. All
right. He ruined, like, billionaire how do you say it? Philanthropist. He's like, it's just bullshit. Everything they do is in self-interest. Not one thing is not done in self-interest.
Yeah, you're funding one company, it's funding
another. And most...
Well, philanthropist giving, which is, quote-unquote...
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily needing paying taxes on it.
Yeah, so now you don't... Oh, I didn't pay...
Philanthropic giving, quote-unquote.
I control where my money goes. Yeah, so you give a wing to a museum instead of helping people get insurance that need it. That's your choice. I don't want that. All right. Rudy, what'd you think?
I give it 7.
What the fuck?
Stop. Tastes good.
What the fuck?
Tastes good to me.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I gave it a fucking 3. I don't like it at all.
It tastes good to me.
I give it a 9.
Shut your mouth.
This shit tastes good, man.
What does it taste like?
It's awesome.
This shit tastes good as
fuck. No, it tastes like nothing, dude. That's the thing. Because I'm a you know what a volcano is, Rudy?
Mm-hmm.
So I only use a volcano at my house.
Oh, okay. Because so you get all flavor.
Well, yeah, because I don't smoke inside.
Let me rephrase. The motherfucker gave it a 9 and a 7, and I gave it a 3. What? Hold on a second.
That's what I like about this.
So, like a volcano, you get a lot of flavor, but it's all very smooth. And so it's only flavor. Mm-hmm. For me, just cash that out. I don't have like a lot of smoky flavor. It's just very like... Yeah. Clean flavor.
No, there's something in there I don't like. What'd you give it, Tom?
I would say no terpene count or profile at all.
Maybe that's what it is. It just tastes like straight fucking carbon.
It tastes like heat stress, man.
There you go. I've
been smoking that all week.
That's why we do this, because everyone's got fucking... Again, that's why I was pissed off, because I'm really sick of smoking shitty weed, even my own.
That's not shitty weed.
I taste the terps in there and everything.
Everyone's
different. I don't know what the hell any of that means, but like...
Terpene.
Listen, I know good weed, I know bad weed. I've smoked hundreds of types of weed. I know how this all works.
But it tastes good.
I don't sit here and venture capitalist on my weed, smoking different types of weed.
Give me the average on that. Yeah, we were talking about venture, like that was one of the big things that fucked up our country, is venture capitalists went in and basically just gutted the infrastructure.
We ruined our country by being fucking sheep and not standing.
Would it come back?
I didn't say that wasn't our fault too.
An average of six.
You can't blame no one but that's not bad. Masses.
We can blame as many people as
I would put that as the top show. I would guess if I had to guess.
Like, fuck you.
You guess that was top.
Between the two of those two, I would put that as the top shelf.
That's what's gonna happen. People are gonna start.
Wait, do you know any of the answers to this? Which one's top shelf?
I do. He does.
I wouldn't guess.
All right, I'm gonna come to the next one. We'll go to the next one. I like this one up because the first one's 40, like, they're all 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
So I split them up into 15, like, each one gets their own block. That way it's 15 minutes, and if you, like, don't care about El Chapo, which I'm probably not going to care about El Chapo.
Where the hell is 420 Bank at?
Down by
8 Mile and Ferguson, between Greenfield and South.
There's something there so I can smell it.
I'm going to.
There's one on Gratiot and 6 Mile, too.
Oh, they got two of them?
Yeah. East and West.
And he knows the guy that works there, so the guy gave us, supposedly gave us some good shit. So, like,
it looks like it was born by, like, a third grader on his second try.
He was saying,
"Damn, really? A third grader?
I mean, maybe we're just getting some shit again, but."
But you know what? I asked him about that. I said, "Why are these little teeny tiny bullshit buds in this?" He said, "That's just the way it came."
Well, yeah.
Whatever that means.
I mean, it wasn't grown. I mean,
grown with LEDs.
Shut your mouth.
It just doesn't give a very pungent smell.
Well,
I mean, at the end of the day, we're all going to just grind it up and smoke it, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. But at the end of the show, he was basically like, giving away money randomly is more effective than actually doing these, charities or foundations or whatever.
Oh, man, I sat and watched Drake.
Yeah,
he was in New Jersey.
He did that video where he gave away like $100,000.
He gave way more than that.
Million. That's what
he was in New Jersey and he was walking down the street, man, and he had like a sack with him. And he came up to this lady and reached in there, gave her a stack of money.
It's a whole music video.
Yeah.
It's probably about $2,500 or something.
More than that, yeah.
I mean, no, and he gave like it to her. $15,000.
Yeah. He gave kids full scholarships, cash. Yeah,
his own money.
Yeah. Yeah, he was giving away money. He said the best way to make sure people get money is you give it to
them. Yeah, I would. My whole thing is if I ever get to a point where I can, that's what's happening. We're just giving it away.
Me too.
Make a fucking union or something that actually helps workers' rights.
No, see,
I don't want that stuff.
See, I don't want to get involved.
That's
in,
where you go back to
that's
the
where you
expectations
no,
of what
no,
they're
you
gonna
do
help.
You help the people that need to be helped. Because the way you're talking about doing it, that might be fine. There's always corruption.
But you're also, but you're
there's
helping that
corruption
top dude get his
shit.
Coke.
If you're running it, you can make it after us.
No, I don't want to run it. I don't want to be sued.
No. And I think that's where it's
coming over. Well,
I'm just going to drop down and throw a grand at you and get out.
Yeah, I wish.
Have
well,
fun.
Yeah, I wish I could do it. It's
give
not
me
reality.
A grand. Pay off them student loan debt. Give me Bernie Sanders. Gift.
See, that's bullshit. Student loan debt is bullshit. And they should just say fuck it. And let
they're trying. You know, Bernie Sanders is running on that. He's running on that thing. But you have a percentage of people whose ego won't let them let someone else have something for free that they supposedly paid for.
Exactly.
$100,000.
That's why I can't get reparations. That's exactly the same reason.
This is actually not a bad person to be talking with about reparations.
Yeah, that's why I can't get reparations.
He wanted to talk about reparations in the next show we did, and this is one of the next shows, so.
Reparations?
Yes.
About reparations for all these drug crimes that they convicted me of. It's legal now.
What is a reparation?
Reparations?
When you have been wrongly.
Oh, you mean going back and forgiving someone's previous wrongs?
No.
Making them
about paying people back
for the wrongs
that
were
that
done
to them. To them or their families.
Yeah.
How about 100 years of slavery?
And hello?
They didn't even get
400 years of slavery.
Okay, 400, my bad.
See, that's what I mean when I said people don't.
Yeah,
people don't have the information
19.
About
okay, so, like, give me an example.
An example
of something that you would think would be like a worthy reparation. Like, you get raped, so, or you rape somebody, thus somebody has the opportunity to rape you?
No.
No.
First of all,
first of kind of what I was getting at, yeah.
First of all, people that don't have any power are victims of people with power.
Okay,
so let's say I gave you a job in a coal mine and you went down at 6 o'clock in the morning, you were there and you worked hard all day. When you came out, you were all covered in black soot, your nose was full of black shit, you know, And Friday came, and I told you I had no money for you. And you didn't work, let's say, 80 hours that week. And every Friday comes along, I don't have no money for you. But you got to go back and work again. And you do this all your life.
Good time to pause. Not really.
You do it all your life.
It was a brilliant time to pause because I'm sitting there just dwelling on that thought.
You do that all your life. So aren't you, shouldn't you have something for that? For the work you did? Everybody expects to be paid when they work, don't they?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, why do you go to work?
Okay, so like devil's advocate on that, because I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, but why did you keep going back to work?
Because you were in chains.
You didn't have a choice.
You have a choice.
Oh, you're talking about slavery.
Yeah.
I thought you're talking about just the 9 to 5. I'm like, Rudy, why wouldn't you just quit your fucking job?
No, reparations is for slavery.
Okay, yeah, totally. No, that's 100%.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's absolute BS. I mean, you'd be a total asshole to argue that slavery was cool in any way. But what would you say would be an appropriate reparation? Would you be, like, financially...
I don't know. They'd have to. Well, see, what do they call it? Actuaries are people that take it and do the numbers and come up with. Okay, I was supposed to get 40 acres and a mule back in 18.
Yeah, his family was. Yeah.
Okay, we never got it. It was a treaty, but they never. So what they do is say, okay, whatever a mule and 40 acres was worth back then, they prorated to now. Okay?
Don't cash you out.
And cash you out. So let's say that 40 acres and a mule, if I had worked it all the years, worked my farm and made money, and my sons and my grandsons all worked it and made money, how much would that have been worth? Whatever they come up with. But they already got the money in Washington for it.
Reparations money is already set aside.
It's already set aside. They just won't release it.
Yeah. They won't give it.
But, getting back to what you said, to me, if they said that people that were slaves don't have to pay any taxes for 50 years, get free health care, you understand what I'm saying?
I think everyone should.
I mean, that's something, that's a start.
That is a very interesting one. I mean, universal health care should just be a given.
Yeah.
But the tax thing makes sense. That's an actual, because you could... The advantage of that would be huge.
Give you an example. Black slaves really saved the South. The South would have been nothing.
They rebuilt
them. Absolutely nothing without black slaves. They planted the cotton. They picked the cotton. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And back then, cotton was a big industry.
They were the workers.
They did everything.
They did 95% of the work.
And then they got raped at night when they went to go to sleep.
Yeah, but did you know also that when after the Civil War, for a long time, before till the 1900s, till the Jim Crow era, soldiers from the North were in the South, and they were making the South... start to rebuild. It was a rebuilding phase.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were rebuilding it. Black people were being able to vote.
It was called Reconstruction.
Reconstruction, yeah, that's what it's called. And they were able to build, buy housing, do all kinds of shit in
the South.
They
were black cities.
And then some president got in, pulled out all the fucking troops out of the South, and Jim Crow came in, and then the Jim Crow era started, where blacks lost their rights again to be human, basically.
Yep.
Do you got your scores?
Yes, I do.
I have mine.
And what is yours?
7.
Ooh. Yeah?
Thomas?
You like this shit?
Uh-oh. Yeah, he don't smoke like us.
Yeah.
I give it a 6. It's like not a lot of flavor.
You give it a 6?
It's stingy. hold on, what we got? A 7 from Bruce?
Got some flavor, but...
Yep.
I would guess that this is the top shelf one, even though I would want God's gift.
Right, hold on. I gave it a 6. I thought it had a decent sting. It has no real... There's no flavor in there. It's just all sting. But it's good.
Yes.
Rudy?
7.
7, all right.
Maybe you just rolled this joint better than the other ones, too.
No, I did not.
No, this...
Because that had the best smoking to it. Like
what's each that?
6.5.
Oh, it's too small. Good. All right, 6.5. So, out of the ratings, that would mean that this is top shelf. Now, The first one? You think the first one's top shelf?
Absolutely.
Where's the jar? All right, so...
I'm going to go with God's Gift top shelf.
There's only one, right?
Only one top shelf. The other two are...
They usually do good.
To be honest, I'm going to go with the purple two just because it's purple. I assume that the people think it's good.
What?
And El Chapo looked like shit.
That's a great point.
Oh, it's purple GMO?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me look at them again before. No, so I'm going with God's Gift as top shelf because you can upsell sativa just because you put sativa on it. All
right, I didn't know that. We are on 8 Mile, motherfucker.
Yeah.
They don't upsell sativa in this fucking area.
I'm telling you, man.
Trust sativa. Me, you come in this market and try to fucking push sativa south of 8 Mile? Good luck.
You better have some kush somewhere.
You better have some kush behind it.
Kush somewhere.
Someone said some point convinced somebody that sativas are rare.
This is kush land.
They take longer to flower, so no one grows them.
No one grows real sativas, true ones. Ones that actually hit
so
your
heart.
So
that doesn't say hybrid sativa, that says sativa.
Just because
so,
they say it's sativa doesn't mean it's sativa.
Bro, it's
okay, do you want to know?
Hold on, I'm going with purple. You went with what?
Purple.
Purple and God's Gift. What is it?
Purple.
Thank you.
No fucking way.
And the best one of all the three was El Chapo. To me, El Chapo was the best of all
three. Oh, El Chapo was fire.
To me.
It looked like shit, but it was still good.
Yeah,
it
looked El Chapo loses for look.
Yeah, for looks it did.
How much was it? 50, you said?
50.
And these were 30?
40 and 20. 22.
This was 22?
It was 22.
El Chapo was 22?
22.
See, this is why it's
from. It was a special for today.
Okay.
But they have specials every day.
Gotcha.
They have 22.
All right. Well, El Chapo. I liked El Chapo. All
I did too.
I liked them all.
Yeah. I'm extra time.
Actually, I didn't really like the God's Gift that much. It was okay.
I told you I didn't like it. Is that yours or? Okay, well, we're going to try Rudy's first.
See, I smell like a white kid in the burbs, though. It's like that smooth, like...
Mm. Yeah, I like harsh, indica, myrcene, heavy. Because it's the terpenes that control the high more than anything else. So if you have a heavy myrcene, which is... What's myrcene taste like?
Myrcene?
Musk, cloves, herb, citrus. If you have that... it's going to get you higher. It'll make you feel sleepier.
No, it's more of an archive.
Rudy, you appreciate this. It's completely off topic. Going back to what we're saying, I work with a black guy, right? Worked with him. Same job, six-figure salary, drove a Cadillac. Lived in the same town as me. He gets pulled over at least once every month.
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Dude, I'm not joking. Him and I had like a heart-to-heart.
I'm sure.
When I told him I was leaving the company.
I knew I was black.
I gave him
I know. In my mind, is it happening here still?
I don't know any black guy.
No, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
When he gets pulled over, he doesn't speed or anything. The cop literally will say to him, like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And he goes, that's just how their conversations open up. Like, for me, it would be like, hey, do you know why I'm pulling you over? Or like, hey, where are you going tonight? Or something. For him, it's always, what are you doing here? And he was explaining to me when I was 16, my dad had to teach me how to drive a stick shift. When he was 16, his dad had to tell him how to get pulled over. And he goes, and how you have to vocalize everything.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, I'm going to take my right hand. I'm going to insert it. I'm going to use one finger. And like, it's like, holy shit.
You got to be precise.
That's something I never grew up with. You know what I mean? Like, I never dealt with.
I got harassed in my little ass town. I got harassed, but I didn't get harassed on that level. Like, I can't imagine. Like, it was only my town. If you put me in this area here, no one talks to me. I'm never touched by cops. You know what I'm saying? It was only because I was in a small area up in the north that I actually had cops fucking with me. Because I got pulled over all the time. My brother got pulled over 4 times driving under the speed limit. No, and I had to go to the cops and be like, here's my ID. Because he had a warrant, so he said he was me. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I'm Steve Fox, blah, blah, blah. I forgot my ID. So then I have to go show the cops at
the
station.
Who the real Steve Fox is.
My ID. That way I didn't get a warrant for my arrest. But he got pulled over 4 times in a matter of 6 months for no reason. And it was commonplace. But if we lived in Hazel Park.
But that was a little town, though.
That's what I'm saying. If we lived in Hazel Park or Troy or Royal Oak or this area here where I live now, I'd have never saw cops. Cops would have never touched me.
You know, I can't remember the last time I was pulled over.
Probably I can. Because we look like heroin addicts. I was with Brent. Remember that black-ass piece of shit car he had, that Ford? Mm-hmm. We were driving that fucking thing on the way to go play disc in the fall. So we're in hoodies, and we're driving. We get pulled over by a Warren cop. I'm not shitting you. He asked us four times, do you got any heroin on you? I'm not going to get stuck by any needles if it touch you, am I? No needles in there that's going to touch you. I'm not going to get cut, am I? And we're like, dude, no. And I had weed in my car or in the back seat, you know, saying it wrong. Brent doesn't have a license.
Damn.
Cop pulls him out because he's driving, puts him in the back, and he pulls me out because I tell him the weed's in the fucking bag. I just didn't put it in the trunk.
Might as well just tell him.
Yeah, I did. I was honest. So he puts me in, and I'm kind of giving an attitude, and then he kind of like shut me up because he's like, you know your weed's not in the trunk, right? And I'm like, yeah, fuck. All right, fine. So I just sat down, and that's another white privilege that I have to be able to like do this. And it was to a black cop too. Like, I mean, it was not, but still. He looks in the car, finds the weed, like I said it was. He says, all right, we'll put it in the trunk. You drive. I don't have time for the fucking paperwork.
Consider yourself lucky. Go about your business.
Yeah, and let us go. Because there's no reason to pull us over. We were not speeding.
Yeah.
We weren't doing anything wrong.
You got profiled.
Yeah.
Thought you was heroin.
Right. So, seriously, they thought we were coming from 8 Mile. Because we passed him coming out
because that goes on all day long.
Yeah. Like, they thought we were coming from 8 Mile, coming back up to the fucking Madison Heights.
Yeah.
Just squirt our drugs.
Drive up our...
Yeah. All you got to do is go on the Quinter or Ryan. Yeah. That's white kids shoot across the 8 Mile to Detroit to get their fix.
Yep.
All day and night.
Especially around Ryan.
Well, they're on their bikes. They be on bikes sometimes. a lot of times they're on bikes. I see a white dude on a bike, you know, like, what is he doing in this neighborhood?
Oh, I know what he's doing.
I know what he's doing.
I got pulled over. I went to Penn State. I went to law school there. I did my 1 year there. And my buddy just got hammered, right? Downtown State College, which is like the party zone. I had to go pick up a zip anyway. So I was like, he calls me up. I was like, I'll come pick you up. I had 2 or 3 beers in me at that point. I get $400 for an ounce. That's what they'll charge you in college town.
Of course.
Especially when you're the law student who knows absolutely nobody. You're from Michigan.
Of course.
I put this ounce in and I have this giant ass bowl. And it's in my front pocket. I get my buddy, I get in the car. I get pulled over right in front of the law school. And so I'm looking like, boom. And if you get a DUI, you're out. Right? I had 3 beers in me. I'm like, fuck. So I blow a .5, right? And so the cop's like, oh, okay, you're good, man, anyway. So, yeah, tomorrow's got the big game, right? I'm sitting there like, fuck, in my sweatshirt, I have an ounce of weed sitting there. And it's like, you can see it's being pulled down because I've got a giant bowl in it.
Yeah.
He starts talking to me about how he's a canine cop. He's like, yeah, we're going around, we're looking for weed, and you know, like, oh. And I'm just like, yeah, totally, man. My buddy Marcus opens up the door and throws up all over the ground. And the cop's like, whoa. I'm like, thank you fucking Jesus, because he's going to let me get in the car and go.
Go, get the
push up, he's like, get out of here, dude. Good Lord.
When's the last time you pulled over?
Last year.
Here's the example.
Is yours?
No. This is, Rudy brought it up. What is it?
Ghost OG.
Ghost, ooh. So, here's a good example of that shit happening. My car, you've seen my car, it's a silver Saab. I drive it around, I've had it since 2016. Never been pulled over in this city. Not once. Baby mamas drove my car, what, 20 times? Maybe in this city, 5 times. He's been pulled over one time. No reason either. Just got him as he was coming out of a parking lot.
Black guy on a sob.
He just happened to be selling a bag of weed, but still, he was coming out of a parking lot and he got pulled over.
So...
I mean, they didn't know that. You know, the cop never saw him, saw the other person at all. He was, you know, exiting. So that, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's... I don't understand how to fix it. Well, I mean, I know
not
how to
the
fix
best
it.
Story in defense of the black man.
No. What I'm saying.
So he just sold the guy some weed. And I got racially profiled for being like a drug dealer.
No, but the point is I've done the same thing in my car 1,000 times.
Yeah.
It's my car. He drives it one time. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
They're probably wondering how he got it, because it's a Saab.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, my parents' neighbor is a black surgeon. And dude gets pulled over all the time. He would just, like, bitch out because he was at a high school football game, and a cop pulled him aside at the high school football game, knowing what you're doing here. This motherfucker is a surgeon at Beaumont. His son plays on the football team.
Like, no, how do you not know his son? How do you not look at him? Oh, your son's probably on a team. You know how they bring people
in. Because he's a black guy walking up in a parking lot.
But see, I mean,
he dresses the way he wants to dress. He's not showing up in a suit.
I'm in West Bloomfield. I'm in Farmington Hills.
Top.
I'm in Livonia. A lot. I mean, a lot.
West Bloomfield? Why are you in West Bloomfield?
I got friends that live in West Bloomfield.
I know, but...
And I play darts.
Hold on, but... Didn't you have to stop going to West Bloomfield because you're profiled at the...
No, I wasn't profiled. Well, maybe I was.
Yeah, because you're the only one that stopped going, and they didn't fucking ever come back.
I stopped going because they wanted me to continue to go on. I stopped going because I didn't want to go anymore.
Right.
Because...
I know, but...
Because when the police went over there, they said they had been watching us. But the police never pulled me over. They never once pulled me over.
They would have if you'd have came back.
Probably would have.
Yeah. They were looking.
That's why I didn't come back.
Why would they pull him over?
Why would the cops ever never show up?
They knew it was a grow. Because the neighbors smelled it.
And he was showing up on a regular basis.
Oh, I'd get there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then I'd be out of there by about 1 in the afternoon.
You know.
I'd get in and do the trimming, get it done, and get the fuck out of there. So, but...
Kind of odd. If you did it at night, they'd be like, oh, he's hanging out with the homeowner.
No.
Do it in the morning. I think what the fuck's
hardly that? Anybody saw me coming in the morning.
They seen that car.
They saw the car.
Shit.
Hardly anybody was up at that time in the morning. That's why I did it. Plus, I didn't want to do it in the middle of the day because of smell.
Yeah,
when you're trimming.
That, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Get it done early.
Need a carbon filter and trim inside the room and filter.
Yeah, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. they smelled it and they called the police. And the police came out and did a count.
Yep. Just put a carbon filter in the trim room, man.
They do. They have one.
They
now.
Got one. There's a carbon filter down there.
It's hard to fucking deal with the smell.
And the guy that lived across the street was running for some public office. They lived right across the street.
You got a little paper on you?
Wait, is this just the mixture of all the weeds right here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you roll a joint with the ends?
I have, if it was good enough.
Yeah, give me one of those papers and I'll make it little.
You roll me a joint with all that at the end?
Yeah, here. Have a souvenir. That's an actual container from the cannabis cup. He was a judge for the indica cup.
Boy, that joint has lasted a long time.
Mm-hmm. Tastes good, too.
Good. Bruce ain't hit.
Dude,
well, Bruce can't.
Sure,
I'm surprised Bruce is hitting as much as he did. So, yeah.
Bruce became dad and his tolerance.
Bruce's eyes are getting red. I can see that.
So how do you fix it?
What?
How do you fix it? There's no... We can't... Obviously, there's not much we can do because we don't have any control. Like, none of us are going to go be cops.
What are you talking about?
Fix the cop situation. The fact that...
It's not
time will fix it.
You think? But how do you fix the cops? Because cops are fucked.
Well, you know why they're fucked, don't you?
They don't go to therapy?
That's part of it.
Because
most policemen are ex...
That's another thing, too. They're
military.
Police them.
The majority of policemen are ex-military.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've been very well indoctrinated.
No, the question is, who polices the police?
That's the problem. They don't let anybody.
It's a job where you have infinite impact.
Well, they got people to police them.
Yeah, but it's only
they got internal affairs. All police departments have internal affairs.
Yeah, okay. Internal affairs only does what they want. The police want it. Like, I'm sure.
Let me put to you like this. In Detroit, they bust crooked cops all the time.
That's fine, but
all the time.
There's just too many people that die from cops' hands without any repercussions.
Ain't doing their job.
They're not doing what they should be doing. Because it doesn't mean if you kill someone and you're in the wrong, it doesn't mean you got to lose your life. Because you're a cop. So there's extremely there's circumstances that might have made the situation way different than any normal situation. So if you serve 10 years for something that accidentally happens in the line of duty, that's still better than nothing.
Yeah, I mean, but like when you talk about something like an internal affairs, that like the person that's in internal affairs is your buddy. You work with them.
No. Let me tell you. They've got have strict rules and regulations about fraternizing, and in internal affairs, you gotta be a straight laced motherfucker. They won't even let you in if there's any doubt about that. Right. You gotta be straight laced because you other cops aren't gonna like you because you're investigating them for wrongdoing. So other cops aren't gonna be like, oh, you know. So they gotta be really straight laced.
Your own little gig, your own little unit.
Yeah, well, you should be, but that doesn't mean there is.
Well, you know, that's good and bad and everything.
Yeah,
you don't draw.
That's the problem. That's good and bad and everything.
Yeah, humans are human. What happens when AI takes over?
Say what?
What happens when AI takes over? Do the aliens come out?
Yay! I can't wait for it to take over.
Well, you know Elon Musk's brain implant?
No, explain to me what this brain implant thing's supposed to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, He's done all this.
He did a big speech on it. This brain implant is basically like, imagine it as instant Wikipedia in your brain.
Oh, I heard about.
So you can learn about anything at any time, anywhere. So if you wanted me to.
So it's like Matrix.
Well, you gotta have an implant.
Yeah, like I know Kung Fu.
Yeah.
You gotta have an implant.
And it's this little wire thing that comes up, and he basically was like, "It's done. It's happening. We're still hiring." It was basically a job expo where he was offering people to come and interview if they think they can help him finish this. And he talks about it when he was with Joe Rogan.
I heard about it.
But basically everyone's freaking out saying, dude, you don't know what the fuck you're putting in your brain right now.
No, you don't. But you've got shit in your brain.
Yeah, I know. But
at the same time, you don't know what the fuck they put in your brain. You were there, but...
Yeah. But what they're offering me versus what that thing would offer.
But, I mean,
it's transcendence.
It's eventually it's going to happen. It's got to happen.
Yeah.
There's no way around it.
We have to enter.
That's what's coming.
We have to enter. Yeah. We
and you're not going to stop it. So you got to get on board with the proper attitude. That's what I'm saying. Get on board with a positive attitude.
But that's one day, like, the whole thing is you have an overpopulated Earth. All of a sudden, well, like, you just take control of everybody and then become a fucking robot.
Well, that's what's going to happen. We're going to be robots. No. And we're going to venture out into the universe.
Yeah, the universe is
because time isn't going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Once you become a robot of consciousness, time is not even an issue.
Yeah. Then you can actually... Then the humans will actually spread out.
Wait. Stop.
What?
Egyptian.
Go. They already did it?
No, you said you once transcended your body and went to...
Oh, Egypt. Yeah. What happened? You can tell the story about...
I went to India.
India.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you've told the story on the podcast yet.
Yeah.
Are we still on a podcast?
It's extra time.
Oh.
Well, I had an experience. I hadn't dropped any acid. But for about a year before this happened, I got into doing Om and meditation. Mm-hmm. And I was going to place in Hamtramck. Where a lot of the, Satchitananda, all these guys would come in.
Temple.
Yeah. So,
Temple in Hamtramck?
Yeah, it used to be one. I don't know if it's still there, but it used to be
one.
But, you know, a friend of mine, car got stolen here in Detroit. And he got a call from Asbury Park, New Jersey. That's where his car ended up. So they told him he had to come pick his car up. So he asked me, we're going to get the bus. You know, go with me. I get my car and we'll drive back together. I said, okay, cool. So we're on the bus, Greyhound bus. And we're going along. And I'm sitting there, he's sitting next to me. And my legs felt heavy.
Oh, I remember this.
I was like, fuck my legs. How do my legs feel like that? I mean, they felt like lead. Like each leg weighed up 300 pounds. So, but then my stomach felt heavy. And my chest felt heavy. I'm like, what the fuck? And next thing I know, I was out there.
No, wait, you smelled something, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I smelled ether.
Yeah.
I smelled ether.
Nothing. Ether.
Ether. Like they used to use it to put people to sleep before they did operations.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. I had a strong smell of ether. Yeah. I remember that, didn't you? And next thing I know, man, I'm flying around the inside of the bus. I'm flying around, looking at the bus driver, looking at his face. We fly up in the roof and everything. And I'm flying around. And then I see my friend sitting there. You know, oh, that's Henry. And I'm looking, and I fly around like that. And it was me sitting next to him. That's when I realized I was out of my fucking body. I was like, what the fuck? You know, I was out of my body. And then something said, go, go on, man, go on, go, go. And I went through the ceiling of the bus, and I was in space. I mean, I was flying. I could see the planet below me. I could see clouds and shit, stars. Next thing I know, I ended up in India. And it's almost too bizarre to talk about. I was seeing all kind of weird shit. And it was this big wheel, a giant wheel. It had like elephants, and tiger, and like a dragon, and you know, just different weird figures. And it was spinning around like super fast. And I would go like this. I'd press a button like in the middle and it would stop on something. And I'd look at whatever it stopped on and I could go there. And this went on for a little while. You know, I was up in space and everything. I felt other consciousness around me, but I didn't see anything else, you know. And then next thing I know, I was thinking, wow, this is weird. Maybe I should go back to my body. And as I thought that, I could feel me draining down, back draining down. And I went right back into my body. And I was like, oh, wow. The next thing I know, for just a couple of seconds, I shot back out of my body again real quick. And I told myself, no. My ego took over. No. I can't die now. Because I felt like I was going to die. And I slowly went back into my body. And that was it. And then about a year later, I was walking down the street. And all of a sudden, I smelled that ether again. Really. And I could feel myself slipping. So I laid down on the ground. I just laid down there. And after about 15 minutes, it passed. But it scared the fuck out of me.
Like, here we go again.
Here we go again. Yep. Yep.
Did you not want to go for the second time?
Oh. I wish I could make it happen now.
But when you're in that moment, you don't know where
you're going. Did it surprise you?
Yeah, you're in the middle of
that. Yeah, yeah.
You're in the middle of the street, I'd be like, no,
this ain't the moment, man. Yeah, because you could go away for like a couple hours, come back.
Rudy version 2.0, chill out
for a second. Yeah. It was bizarre, man.
End up in a fucking hospital because you're not responding.
Yeah, it was weird, but it was weird, but beautiful. You know what I mean? And I don't fear death. I don't fear death at all.
Yeah. I'm trying, man. Dude, when I... Last mushroom trip. There's a reason I haven't gone back. Because it's like one of those things like... I'm going to get there. But I'm going to... It showed me that I needed to work on in here. Because you can reach the same levels of psychedelic. The same levels as a mushroom trip in meditation if done properly.
Yeah.
They can bring you to the same levels. So... It's just meditation takes longer.
So when I have epilepsy.
Mm-hmm. So you have seizures?
Mm-hmm. When I have partial seizures, it's kind of like this like zoned out weird experience where you can't talk. Like I literally lose the ability to speak and communicate, but all your other senses
are alert.
Times 10.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear conversations that are happening 50 yards mm-hmm. away. And stuff. It's absolutely wild. So my seizures were bad enough that I have a brain implant. So I had this, I have a pacemaker right here in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fucking cool. So I stopped having seizures. But when I was in there, I was like, I don't want to do opiates. Like I will get addicted. You know, if you start pumping me with that shit, I will keep taking it.
You know it.
And at the end of the surgeries, they literally came in and handed me a list and they said, check box, which one pills you want. And I just said nothing, right? But in there, I was practiced meditating, and I did shrooms a couple times by myself in the basement. Like, my wife was like, you do it. She encouraged it, so you had, like, that good vibe going.
That's
stuff.
Good, yeah.
Didn't have a kid yet. And when I got there, they would come in there, like, we need to change all your bandages, right? Which is the most painful part. And I would just be like, give me 15, 20 minutes. And everyone would leave, and I would just sit there, and I would get to this point where I would just zone out. And it wasn't an outer body experience,
but,
right, but
you were, right.
But like, it would almost just feel like you are completely like dilapidated. And but you can hear the conversations of what people are saying around you. And I can like hear my wife say, he's meditating, right? But so you're sitting there and you're like, I'm present. I'm in this moment because I can hear them. But at the same time, I feel nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, and I experience nothing. Like, right now they are touching a wound with 52 staples in it,
yeah,
and a swollen brain, and like, it's just all I hear are voices.
So you've got something inside your skull?
Yeah, like, right.
So what is it, some kind of electrode?
You can touch it if you want.
What is it, something like, oh, yeah. So yeah. What is it, like an electrode or something?
It's a pacemaker, so every night I have this wireless download, and I download all this data from my brain. And I send it to the University of Michigan,
to the moon, man.
Who takes my downloads.
Get the fuck out of here.
And there's this company that comes in. And
so he got AI in him right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I was the University of Michigan's first patient to do it.
Wow.
And so there's this company that comes in, and they're out of California. And they'll rewrite. I'm missing a brain.
You're missing a what?
A small brain stem. I'm missing one.
Okay.
And so they create an electronic one for me.
Wow.
But they just adjust the data. So every night I download data. They reformulate it.
Wait a minute. How are you downloading the data?
I have this Wi-Fi device and I have my own computer for it.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Star Trek like a motherfucker.
Yeah, and so they come in and then they like rewrite the formula and then download new data. So I have a new brain, like they can modify it.
Wow. That's heavy, man.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I stopped having grand mal seizures.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It sucks. You can like feel it 24/7 and it fucking hurts. But
yeah,
what? It still hurts in your head.
It doesn't hurt. It's just uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it in there.
Oh, at all times.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it always just feels like something's just
there.
Yeah, like not hurting you, but you just imagine you there. Always felt three fingers just on. The
I wonder if that's what like. Because you know that at some point, yours is a start of what these implants are going to be.
How old are you?
32.
You know, at some point, it's going to be implants that will improve your eyesight. It's going to be implants that are going to give you Terminator eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how is it? At some point, it's not going to feel like the next generation of what you're dealing with, you won't ever know it's even there.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be a fucking minimal surgery,
in
too.
In 10 years, this thing's going to be outdated technology.
Dude. Yeah, by the time you're 42.
CRISPR.
What are you CRISPRing?
Dude, it's a guy selling CRISPRs.
What?
And it's not that expensive either. Yeah. It was on Joe Rogan.
Really?
Yeah.
That's scary.
He tried to...
He
experimented on himself. He was trying to make himself muscle bound, but it didn't work. He didn't. Obviously, he didn't do what was
it's not at that technology yet. That's like, they say that's futuristic shit. That's like what it could be. It could be something that turns you from tall Bruce to short miniature Bruce, or 5 feet taller Bruce, or
change your sex.
Yeah, your sex.
Yeah.
Everything.
Just rewrite genetic code.
At some point, that's going to be people's things to do for the week, for the night. It's just going to be a sexual, like, thing where people are just going to be like, well, I want to be the woman tonight. Couples will just change.
But before all of that, it'll be used to cure all kinds of ailments.
You're joking, right?
That was stem cells.
They figured out Viagra pretty quick. They still ain't figured out cancer.
They figured cancer out. They just won't tell you they figured it out.
Yeah. It's called cancer.
They figured
it's
bullshit, out. Man. You know how much money cancer makes every year? About $1 trillion.
You're not gonna get rid
of they got plenty of research to do.
No. They eventually.
I mean, eventually they'll get rid of it.
Yeah, eventually.
Like I said, eventually you'll be a robot with human consciousness.
Once they figure out why the deformity.
Already getting there.
Yeah. Once they can figure out why the deformity happens,
I just can't figure out why it happens.
They don't know why certain cells just fucking go ape shit and turn into different shit. They just turn into cancer cells. They just like, fuck it. I don't want to be the normal cell anymore. I'm going to be a fucking different cell. And they can't figure out why that happens.
For sure.
But they have, the mutation. So they have found that cannabis is one of the things that can take bring it back.
It makes the bad ones kill themselves.
Yep. It stops it from growing. So, but maybe it's, because what if there's a universe inside every person's body?
It is.
And what if the cancers are basically just wars because your body is like Pakistan and India? It hates itself. Different parts, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's chemical warfare from the other parts. You're like, your heart's like pissed off at your lungs, so it's like sending fucking chemical, you know, mad at you for smoking.
It's an old-fashioned cartoon.
Yeah.
They used to show us in school, and that's what it was. It was a cartoon about the wars that cells have in your body. And it had a little black cartoon characters for the bad ones, little white ones for the good ones, you know what I mean? They had red ones for something else. But it was just a crazy cartoon to teach you about cells and how they fight and how you get diseases and stuff. But it's an old classic cartoon. I'm trying to find it on YouTube.
Yeah, probably on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it because everybody has to see this. It's unbelievable. I think I saw it when I was in like 7th grade or something.
When are the aliens going to show themselves? You think Area 51 thing is going to be a thing?
What do you mean when they're going to show themselves?
The aliens
are they show themselves all the time.
Yeah, I know. When are they going to really show themselves? When are they going to start?
When we start acting like something other than monsters.
When we become a global society, we'll finally get invited. Yep. Do you know what I think about Hitler? I think Hitler knew everything. I think Hitler had access. I think Hitler talked to the aliens or whatever. I think Hitler.
He was on a lot of drugs, bro.
I think basically Hitler figured it out.
He was a amphetamine freak, wasn't he?
But my point being is, I think him, as well as many other leaders, including the Americans, have said you need to have a global society and we can integrate you into a larger universe. You will become a planet society. You can't be these little individual universes before we introduce you to your alien.
You can't have kamikaze fucking things blowing
up.
Yeah,
if you guys, like, we're going to introduce you to the other people on the other planets. Y'all need to be a planet, not
like
individuals.
Star Trek type shit.
So where are killing the Jews come into that?
Say what? Oh, no, he was a fucked up idiot. But, like, I'm saying, like, Hitler's goal was a global society. You know,
but he wanted to rule.
Well,
Oh no, that's why he was a horrible human being. Is because he said, "I'm just going to kill everybody in massive amounts that don't want to."
They worshipped something called the Vril in Nazi Germany. It was called the Vril. And they were supposedly aliens from another planet that came down to help the Germans with their technology.
Well, yeah, you look at the Nazis.
And the way they contacted the Vril was through meditation, paranormal.
They were into all that fucking crazy weird shit too.
Bell?
The bell,
Mm-hmm.
So maybe an AI is able to bring every. Because once you can detect, like, I don't know.
What's
the point if you can detach yourself from your body?
What's the point? that's the point.
I know, but you. Okay, well.
No more pain in the legs.
No
more pain in the arms.
What if that then prevents you from reaching your higher self?
I think it would be more accessible to your higher self. Yeah, because you're not thinking about body stuff. You're not thinking about a lot of stuff. Your mind is processing your body 24 hours a day. Your mind is doing this. Heartbeat, lungs breathing. Blood circulate.
Do you ever think about affinity?
Did you know what I think? I think, like, I truly, truly believe in reincarnation. And, like...
Yeah, because I was just that's my question. Because you know how Christians are all about eternal life. Like, basically, you die, you go to this place, and you live forever. That used to drive me fucking insane. It was the scariest thing to me. Because I hated life when in my 20s. It was like, I was super depressed, hated life. In my mind, I don't want to do this forever. Like, I want to sleep. I'm tired. I'm fucking tired.
When you were young, you were thinking like that?
Yeah. Did not get the proper counseling when I was a child for the things that happened to me. But either way, it's not how I feel now.
Right.
That's why I think reincarnation is more of a realistic thing, because I don't think the soul can handle eternity. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's...
Well, I think you're given chances over and over and over again, and I think in many cases it's just like you get to the point where you figure it out.
Well, that's Buddha.
And basically. I think you've gotten to the point where it's, you've lived enough good lives where there's... But I've always just referred to it as level two.
We're back to karma again.
Yeah, yes. We were talking about karma the
other
day.
So do you get to that point where you're basically saying, Rudy, this is the end. Like, check it out. Whoop. Happens next, time to go back. Go finish your life, man.
Yeah. Well,
like,
he said
your final round before you reach level two.
Yeah, he said it the other day.
Right up top.
Being in the 70s at any moment. What'd you say you did? You wake up every day and go, what?
I'm breathing. Let me see. I can see.
Yeah.
I can go take
piss. Legs still move?
Yeah, I can go take piss.
Well, because here's the thing is, my grandfather-in-law is the most non-bullshit guy I've ever met. Ex-Marine, was in the Pacific, killed some motherfuckers, like, doesn't bullshit people. He died, he flatlined in his 70s, and he said he had the outer body experience, where he went up, and exactly as you described, he goes, I looked up, and I looked around, and I went up to the corner, and I'm looking down. He goes, and I don't see me anywhere. He goes, but I see me, but I don't see me. He goes, but I see my body. He goes, and I saw this white light. He goes, and I look down, and they're about to shock and bring him out. And he goes, fuck you. And he goes, they shocked him, and he opened up his eyes.
Back into his body.
Back into his body.
They shocked him back.
And he has tried dying since, and he will not fucking die. He called me. He's 94. This is a couple years ago. He called me up. He fell over in his house, and he was down for the count.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Dah, what are you thinking? He goes, I think this is it. It's like, any regrets? He goes, no, I want to fucking die now. And I was like, do you want me to stick around? And he goes, if you want. And he was ready to get there, but like, probably 48 hours, he didn't die. And he gets so pissed off because he keeps getting medically hurt, but will not die.
He's falling down and shit.
Yeah, he's falling down. He's literally, the skin on his legs have come off. Oh. So he has to have them up.
Yeah.
But he's just like, I just want to die, but I can't fucking die.
That's a rough one.
It'll come see you.
Yeah, it always sees everyone. Because
he's 96 now?
Yeah, it'll come see you.
He knows.
Any time now.
And he's ready, too. He's excited.
Would you hang around here?
Hmm?
Would you hang around here?
If I can leave?
No, I'm saying, like, if that's what it was, if you die and you're like Rudy had and your father-in-law or whoever it was had, would you just hang around?
No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I'd be gone.
A hard time leaving my family.
That's the ego, though.
I know.
But that doesn't exist when you come out the body. The ego's gone.
Yeah, ego.
You don't think of it. That's not reality. You can't help him. What's the fucking point?
I mean, I guess I'd have to feel it.
You'll experience it. You'll experience it.
Hold on. Maybe, I guess I can see your point. If you have a family, I guess watching them would be fine. You know, I could understand that. That might be an option. You know, like, wait around.
Maybe there's a place for that.
But at the same time, that's pretty can get pretty fucking boring.
Maybe not.
People shit a lot.
A guy I work with, he also smokes a bunch of weed. I had this really deep conversation with him. He's a heavy into meditation and whatnot. And he believes he's experienced many lives before. He believes he's on his final round right now. And he...
That's some Buddha shit.
Well, yeah. Oh, no. He's a strong Buddhist.
No, I know. That's some Buddha shit. I'm trying.
He has revisited his life, his previous lives, twice. And
how?
In both of those... What?
How? I want to know how to do that.
Through heavy meditation. I mean, we're in the office, dude. We don't have time to go into the details.
Yeah, it's just heavy meditation. Yeah.
We're not sitting there passing a joint. Yeah, we're sitting in his office with the door closed. But, like, and one, he was in ancient Egypt, and then the other one was in, like, 1400s France. And both of them, his wife.
Those are his past lives?
Yeah. And both of them, his ex-wife, had been in both of those. And he goes, I truly believe that your lives overlap and there somehow has to be some sort of intertwine where you overcome the same obstacles. And he refers to his ex-wife as the obstacle he couldn't get past because she was not meant to be with him, but the ego, as you would call it, would drag them together. But he also believes that you would reincarnate and multiple people come back and like re-experience who are meant to be together to absolve
each other. Yes, I believe that too. I believe.
Well, if you look at some, like, I'm named after my uncle who died before I was born, and his name is Bruce. So my mom had a completely different planned name for me, and right before she was having me, she had this, like, epiphany. She was that this, she needs to be named Bruce. So, like, as pushing out, she goes, his new name is Bruce. And so you talk about, like, that reincarnation. Her brother, in a different life, is now being reincarnated. So am I the same soul as her ex-brother? You know, but like, the guy I work with, he's been a woman before. In France, he was a female. And he was talking about just like the dynamic of reincarnation and how eventually you figure it all out, you get your shit together, you connect with the right people.
But does that mean that you forever just keep reincarnating?
No, that's what the Buddha gives you the path to. So it's getting past the reincarnation. The reincarnation is you holding it, trying to
But once you pass reincarnation, what are you?
Reach enlightenment.
You reach level 2. And that's as far as I am.
You what?
Then you're your higher self. You reach your higher self. Enlightenment. What does that mean? I don't know. I've never been enlightened. But I'm sure it's not here.
Like, I think about it like grades, right?
You know what? I believe that it's absolute.
It's death.
And what I mean, no. I mean, I believe you keep coming back and keep coming back. You work on levels every time.
Wait, hold on.
To a certain degree.
What if every person that dies in this life, say my father, for example. My father, as far as I know, is not very awoken. He doesn't meditate. He's pretty Christian, but very Sunday morning on Christmas and Easter Christian. He's not like a super Christian, but
whatever.
The point is, if he dies tomorrow, he's not going to be awake because he doesn't live in the moment. You know what I'm saying? He's not a type of person that lives in the moment. So if he's not awake, then maybe if you're not awake and you die,
you wake up.
No, yeah, you wake up.
When you die, you wake up.
No, I'm saying if reincarnation is true, okay, and there's a way to break the cycle, which the Buddha says there is.
Okay.
Then the way you don't break the cycle is you're not awake, which you know that there. You walk around 1,000 people a day, you'll see at least 995 are fucking not awake. They're not conscious on a daily. And if you die in that moment unconscious, you restart. And you restart in a new body, and the whole thing starts over again. It's your next life. And if you're able to find the connections you need, like he said, the other things to help you start the path, and you find a path in that life, then you move on to the next level, which is level 2 or enlightenment.
But see, what I wonder...
And never come back.
But what I wonder is, when you die, you go somewhere. Where, I couldn't tell you. It might be for each individual different. But you go somewhere. The question I ask, how long do you have to be there before you can come back here? Because see, there is no time.
Right. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, time doesn't exist.
Time doesn't exist.
Why would you ever go back? It's like moving out of the
You have to go back to work off your karma.
Right, but that's...
But like, my thing is, I look at it almost as like grades, right? You start out, whether you start out as a bug or you start out as a whatever, you know what I mean? But at some point, you get to this... You snowball effect. You get to this point where in this life, the human life cycle, right? Reincarnating human into human. Like, if that takes thousands of years, time is relative. So that is like that in the grand scheme of the universe. So if it takes me reincarnating
through hundreds of life cycles, that's like me, like a caterpillar turning into a butterfly, right? And it just sits there and sits there. And finally, through some life cycle, you get to this point where you're like, aha, it starts to make sense. And then that spiral happens where whatever.
That's my point. You can't, like you can't know about the other. There's but no like.
You don't.
You're not going up. Oh, go ahead.
You're not right now in this life cycle even have the ability to comprehend what happens next. So for us to be able to be like, well, this is what I think, it's just a fucking guess. But yeah. Man, like, who fucking knows?
Or you go where you think you're going to go. Each individual goes where they think you're going.
Or
if I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus, there'll be a heaven for me.
Or
if I'm a Buddha or whatever.
Or are they all
Buddha doesn't have anything.
But I'm just saying.
That's so beautiful. They don't pretend to know. So you just focus on your life.
So you're somewhere, but you're still somewhere.
But like,
you're still here. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So the point I'm
But what about, like, okay, so what if it's Futurama type shit? And I don't know if you ever saw the Futurama episode where they go forward in time on accident and he only has a machine that goes forward in time. It doesn't go back. And they accidentally go way too far ahead, and then they just say, fuck it, and they go to the end of time. And they just keep going and going, and time ends, and it goes black. And then, boom, it starts again.
Starts all over again.
Yeah. What episode is that?
I don't remember, but it's an episode where they
literally... I think I saw it.
Yeah, they go through time. It's Bender, Fry, and the professor, and they're in a time machine, but it only goes forward. They're supposed to go forward a couple minutes... And Bender fucking bumps it, and they go forward like 1,000 years.
I think I remember that.
And they can't go back. So then they go to try to get the time machine. Some shit happens.